Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks go for 5 in a row tonight up here in the Great White North, but to hit that mark, they'll have to do it on the home ice of the Edmonton Oilers, who just happened to feature the NHL's leading scorers in Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. Here's a shot now from the line. They score. It's Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid, he tried to hit Puljujärvi out front, kind of missed him, but it came back to him on the back door. He kind of snuck in on the back door to Lankinen's right, to his blocker side, and was able to bang in a rebound right on the doorstep. Pretty easy goal.
Oilers get the puck back. Tyson Berry at the line to McDavid in the left circle. Put it right circle. Draisaitl to Berry. Straight away, a one-timer. He scores.
Draisaitl had it on the half wall. He moved it back to Berry. Berry was kind of right in the middle of the ice at the top of the circles, and he let go a one-timer. Tough to kill against these guys, especially 5-on-3. I thought that penalty was a little bit soft to go down 5-on-3. But, I mean, great power play. They made him pay.
Puck turned over in the Hawks zone. Here's Yamamoto with a shot. He scores!
Jones is carrying it up ice. Power play breakout. He went for the drop pass. Instead of dropping it behind, he kind of miscalculated it and dropped it kind of on an angle back towards the middle of the ice.
McLean takes the puck, moves it to the left point. And Broberg slaps it down here in front of the net. Here's a backhand by McLean. He scores.
That was a quick, quick play. Right out front, picked it up off the wall, hit McLeod in front of the net. McLeod made a nice forehand to backhand play over Lankinen's pad.
Jones sent it down to the corner. DeBrincat there to Dock, back of the net. Now leaves it there for DeBrincat to Kane, right corner. Bank pass to Jones, right point. A shot, they score! Looked like it was tipped on the way in by Edmonton area native Kirby Dock. And the Hawks are on the board, trailing 4-1 with 19 seconds left in period number one. Through center ice and over the Oilers line, right wing. Back pass to DeBrincat, high slot. He had to reach back and get it. Lost it. The other way come the Oilers. 3-on-1 led by McDavid over the Hawk line. Right circle, put it across. Puljujärvi fires from the left circle. And his countryman, Kevin Lankinen, was down to block it away with a nice split save. Back to Bouchard. He lost the puck. Poked away. Hawks have a chance. Kirsch having a breakaway. Put it over to DeBrincat. He shoots. He scores! DeBrincat with his second goal on the game. Makes it 4-2 Hawks. Kirschev had just come out of the penalty box as the Hawks got the full strength, and it was literally a 2-on-0 breakaway. Kirschev with the unselfish play, passing over to the Cat, who buries it, and it's 4-2 in favor of Edmonton with a lot of time on that clock, 11 minutes. Draisaitl, a shorthanded breakaway over the Hawk line down the slot, shoots and scores. It's the second shorthanded goal given up by the Hawks in this game.
That happened quick. It was a loose puck in the neutral zone. Draisaitl was kind of hanging back there. Off the glass and out. Hawks try to hold the line. Draisaitl anticipated it. He just pounced on the loose puck.
Strome in the near corner. Oiler end had the puck at his skates, lost it. Cassian will clear to center ice, and that's the hockey game.
Well, John, you talk about a good start. We had a good start. McDavid scores on the back door there. The wheels kind of fell off for 7 to 10 minutes. And boom, it's 4-0. It happened quick.